Good afternoon. I'm opening this meeting of House Committee on Revenue Thursday, February 27th. We have one item on the agenda. Opening a work session on Senate Bill 1531A. Please remind us where we are. We've already had our hearing on this.
Yes, Madam Chair, members of the committee. 1531A, this is the bill the committee heard just about 24 hours ago. It's the omnibus changes bill, and yes, we don't have any amendments in front of the committee this time, just the engrossed version. So we do have the paperwork, the revenue, and the fiscal impact statement. I can touch on those if you'd like me to.
60 seconds.
Sure. Okay. So the fiscal impact statement is a minimal. There was a notation in there related to the background checks in the Oregon State Police. The expectation is this would be a minimal, but if for some reason there's more background checks being requested than the expectation is, the Oregon State Police just noted that there could be a need to go to the e-board, but they don't expect that to happen. On the revenue impact side, there is, you'll find that up in OLIS, there's a table in there for all the various provisions that are here in the bill. Most of them are minimals. There are, I guess, two that are not minimal.
By the way, I'm extending your time, 60
okay.
seconds.
I'll still keep it brief here. But so the two that are not minimal, or the three, I suppose, is the first is the refund interest related to that errant on that's in statute. There's some backlog of these that these are refunds that would otherwise go out the door at Department of Revenue that with this change would not. And then going forward, we wouldn't expect there to be much of a revenue impact going forward as there would be programming changes if this law change isn't made. The second piece there is the individual development account donation credit. Again, the bill is moving that sunset up by 2 years. So the revenue impact here is a reflection of the revenue lift from basically getting eliminating that credit 2 years earlier than expected. And then the last piece there is just an impact explanation related to the property tax deferral program extension. Again, this is a one-year extension of the sunset there. So that's one additional year in which the payments for the participants of the deferral program will be made on behalf of Department of Revenue for their property taxes. That those funds come out of the deferral revolving account balance, which we expect to be more than sufficient at that time to make that additional $10 or $11 million in property tax payments. But otherwise, all the other impacts are minimal.
Great. Thank you. Are there any questions as a result of the additional information that's available?
Mm-mm. Chair Nathanson, I move Senate Bill 1531A to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Representative Marsh moves Senate Bill 1531A to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Any discussion? Yes.
I would like to just make a quick comment for the record. The agreement to get rid of IDA tax credits, I think, is appropriate. I mean, certainly it's not working for them. But what that does put is a real onus on us to us as a legislature to look at alternative funding for IDAs when it comes back in the long session. Certainly, IDAs have proved themselves. They are an avenue for many low-income Oregonians to buy houses or to make other significant purchases in their lives. So we may not be the committee that sees an allocation to IDAs next year, but I want to make sure that it remains a high-profile concern.
Thank you for your comment. Anything else? Yes.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I'd like to join the Vice Chair in that and actually say that I hope that we look at the gap this year, in this year's budget, in the Christmas tree bill or wherever it could be. They fell $4.5 million short, $2 million, I believe, for the year 2019 and $2.5 million for the year 2020 because of the tax changes in the Trump tax bill that made it less attractive or less needed for investors. And they always had a long waiting list as it was. And for them to deal with that much fewer funds in this biennium is a hardship. And so I hope that we're able to fill that gap this year. And then I love that we're moving to just a grant allocation as opposed to a tax credit in the future.
Thank you for your comments as well. The motion has been made. That's all the discussion I see. Let's have a roll call vote, please.
Rep. Hernandez.
Aye.
Rep. Kenny Geyer.
Aye.
Rep. Owens.
Absent.
Rep. Smith.
Absent.
Vice Chair Marsh.
Aye.
Vice Chair Reschke.
Absent.
Chair Nathanson.
Aye. 2, 3, 4. Motion passes. The carrier will be me, and I certainly hope that I have an opportunity to carry this bill in the House of Representatives. There's no other work to do on this bill. I'm closing the work session on this bill. This meeting's adjourned.